everyone. I'm very excited for this new podcast. I've been thinking about how to best help people create more strength in themselves and in their marriages. And as you know, I teach a lot of theory and I share ideas about how we might think about life and relationships and spirituality. And I've been looking for a way to have more impact and to help people perhaps in better ways. And it occurred to me that perhaps working directly with couples anonymously would be a valuable way to help see the application of some of the ideas that I talk about a lot on the podcast and in the courses. Helping couples to achieve greater emotional and sexual intimacy in their marriages and greater peace in their relationships with themselves and their spouses is, I think, essential to living life well and to living life happily. And so anything I can do to facilitate your ability to forge this in your own life, I care about facilitating. So that's why I've started this podcast. And the name of it is, as you know, Room for Two. And as you may have imagined, it's a purposeful double entendre because it's Room for Two, of course, implies the sexuality focus of the podcast, but also Room for Two is an expression of the ideal that we're striving towards in marriage. Any happy marriage must make room for two people to thrive. Our nature is to create hierarchies, to create vertical relationships where one person dominates in the partnership and one submits. Couples can do this in different domains, but there's a kind of fundamental competitiveness or hierarchy in the marriage. The happiest marriages, though, are where people feel free to be themselves, free to live honestly while affording the same to their spouse. That is to say that happy marriages don't come from putting your spouse first or serving your spouse. And I recognize this is something that might surprise you that I'm saying this, but this is not about putting your needs of your spouse ahead of your own. Happy marriages also don't come from self-care or prioritizing your needs over your spouse's. A really, truly peaceful marriage emerges when couples learn how to prioritize us over me or you. That is, that the thriving of the couple is the priority. And that requires being true to the best in oneself and the best in the other. That's what is essentially there. It requires a loss of ego or a self-preoccupation with how one is seen, how one is understood. It is to move out of that intensive need for approval into the creation of something strong for both people. And I really see that as the path, not only to more happiness in marriage, but also the path out of your own anxiety and fear. Because when we're trying to manage the needs of the self, whether that's through selflessness, which it often is, right? As I've talked about in some of my courses, that we can sort of deny the self as a way to earn approval. Or whether or not that's demanding that others yield to you, right, through a kind of superiority. Either one of those is infused with anxiety and a need to prove oneself, to escape the intensity of a me focus, is the path into deeper spirituality and deeper freedom in our lives, but also deeper intimacy and partnership in a marriage. And as you'll see in the couples that I work with in this podcast series, I'm going to be helping couples to see how their self-preoccupation or the need to prove something about themselves often gets them stuck in a kind of frustrating competitive sometimes or hierarchical dynamic in which they're trying to extract from the other what they believe they need for themselves. And this often defines the marriage in very frustrating ways. And I'll be hopefully helping you see through these stories and my feedback to the couples of where they can challenge themselves to grow into a less self-preoccupied stance and into a position that is more in line with their higher selves and in something that allows both them to live better and their spouse to live better. So that's my goal in this podcast, is to help you see the application of challenging our lesser selves and moving into higher ways of living to create a stronger us, to create room for two people to thrive. And of course, you can't control what your spouse does, but you can control the way that you are engaged with yourself, with your spouse, and with life, and create a lot of strength and freedom and happiness in doing it better and better. So I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're joining me in this process, and I hope that we can learn a lot together. Thanks.